This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Padraig Harrington is a three-time major champion, a member of six Ryder Cup teams, a 14-time European Tour winner, five-time PGA Tour winner. It is a pleasure to welcome Padraig Harrington to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Padraig.
How are we doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, no problem at all.
There have been a lot of stories over the last few years about your game and the work that you've been putting in to make it better. Where are you in the process? How's the game?
My game is pretty good. I'm not exactly delivering on the golf course. I think, got to get my attitude right on the course. Not for a lack of trying in that aspect, but, I think it really is very much about the mental side of the game, and a lot of it's coming down to my own expectations and my attitude going out in the golf course, and I have to kind of work hard on that, which I always have, but that's certainly where I see the improvements coming.
You've always struck me, Padraig, as a thoughtful person, a thoughtful player. Can you think too much about this game?
Oh, absolutely. 100%, we'd all love to be young and innocent and have no baggage and no scar tissue, but the reality, as you get older, you do have these things and you have to learn how to deal with it. I've been good over the years at dealing with it, but as I said, that is the nature of the game. You can't be fearless when you're 40 years of age, 40 years plus. You're not going to be fearless. You've got to use your experience to work your way around, but you do evolve into being a different type of player.
Can you be too hard on yourself?
Oh, I think we all too hard on ourselves. Yeah, it would be nice if we realized it wasn't quite as big a deal as we think it is at times. But that's human nature, and you continually have to work on putting golf where it should be, putting it in perspective, and that does get harder for somebody like myself who's won majors, because very little compares to that, and you always want to play as well as you did in those majors. You always want to play up to that level of expectation or that ability, and clearly that's not possible every day of the week, so it's one of those things you're always fighting an uphill battle.
Would it help, Padraig, if we all stopped asking you about all that?
There's no doubt explaining it doesn't help, and sometimes I get a little bit too, I want people to understand, which is it's one thing for me to explain it to somebody, but if you don't understand, it's not up to me to change the world, let's say, but sometimes I do feel like I need to continue to explain myself until everybody understands. In the end of the day of my career, I've won three majors. And I think there's three players in professional golf at the moment who are currently playing. Three players have won more majors than three. You're basically looking at Tiger, Phil, and Ernie Els. So I've done pretty good in terms of the how many majors you're going to win in your career. So it's not like even though I did win three, and I peaked in 2007, 2008, and I do believe I could go and win more majors. It's still one of those things, very few people win one major, let alone two or three, and they're just not easy to come by, and I'm because I've won them, I'm obviously judged at a very high standard, and sometimes I do put myself under a little bit too much pressure to live up to that, and that's just human nature. I think every player who's won majors, it becomes a bit of a weight around their neck for a long time afterwards.
We are talking with Padraig Harrington here on the Augusta Golf Show. Jim Furyk publicly addressed the fact that the game was becoming less and less fun. Are you still having fun playing the game?
Yeah, I still love the game. I have to work hard like every other player to enjoy it and have fun. And for sure, Jim Furyk works with Bob Rotella. I work with Bob Rotella. I know what's going on there. And there is no doubt, every day I walk on the golf course, you know, I know the happier I am. Like, if I was given an after dinner talk or something like this, I would always start it out by saying, you know, if you hit your tee shot in the right hand trees off the first hole and you walk off with a smile on your face, you'll get a better lie than the guy who walks off angry or grumpy. And of course, everybody thinks, well, that can't be true. But the fact of the matter is, when you're happy, and physiologically, you've got more adrenaline and more testosterone and things, but you see your options more. You make better choices, and you execute those choices better when you're in a happy mood than when you're in a grumpy mood. So you actually do end up with a better lie. So we all know that you got to have the right answer. And I do work on that very much so. I would always try and go out on the golf course feeling optimistic, feeling lucky, you know, try and smile, try and be happy. Because I do realize if you perform better doing it.
Is there something about you today... What do you know about yourself today that you wish you knew 5-6 years ago?
I don't think I know anything more. As in, I worked hard at this stuff for a long number of years. I think having that knowledge, I try sometimes too hard and put myself under a little bit too much pressure to live up to it. I'm a little bit less. I'm intolerant to my failings now more so than I would have been 5-6 years ago. You know, I know that a great mental game helped me win those three majors. And you walk away from it thinking, well, hey, if I'm a little bit stronger mentally, you know, I win every week sort of thing. We're not, you know, pretty much like that attitude. And you try and make things better. And, you know, certainly I did in the mental side of things. And you end up putting maybe a little bit more pressure on yourself. You become a little bit, as I said, intolerant to your failings. And that may be, you know, if I was going to say anything, that would be the hardest thing since I've won my majors. Like, you know, you kind of feel, well, why can't I do this every week?
Yeah.
And you do lose a little bit of patience with yourself.
So when the wins do come again, will you look at them differently?
I would hope so. I would hope so. You know, I would hopefully take the attitude of trying not to compare myself to them, try not read too much into them, just let them happen and just keep going on with it instead of, you know, trying to perfect them and make them better and try and live up to them. There's a lot of things, like if you look at guys who've won majors, you know, you're comparing yourself every day to your absolute peak, your best, and it does put you under... As I said, mentally it puts you under a lot of strain, that you've really become less patient and a little bit more intolerant to your failings.
Before I let you go, I was struck by something that you said on Faraday's show about representing Ireland in the Olympics. Did you grow into that feeling, or was that something you wanted to do as soon as you began to hear that golf may get back into the Olympics?
I would have said, growing up in Ireland, we have only a very small contingent who ever get to the Olympics. It's a huge, huge deal in Ireland. If you're an Olympic athlete, you are one of the absolute top of sportsmen in the country. You're a big deal in Ireland if you're an Olympic athlete. And growing up, you know, it was always on my radar. I was never much of a... I always played team sports, so probably never really looked like I'd ever have a chance to become an Olympic athlete, but for sure, when golf was touted about going into the Olympics, I was 100% behind it. I think it is great for golf, it has been great for golf, and I think, you know, both the Olympics and golf will grow together in that sense. I do believe golf would add to the Olympics, and I think the Olympics certainly add a lot to golf.
Well, I wish you all the best. I have wanted to do this for a long time. I'm glad we could find some time to do this. Padraig, play well. Continued success. Thank you so very much for doing this.
No problem at all, John. Thank you.